You already have knowledge about how to be proactive in preventing the use of an emergency use of manual restraint when working with individuals who may have escalating behaviors or actions. In today's course, you will learn more about restraints and prohibited procedures. First, you will get information about the history of restraints, why they don't work, and how they are not safe. This information has helped shape 245D statutes, which prohibits the use of restraints and sets up the guidelines for the emergency use of manual restraints, or EUMRs. Last, we will discuss the positive support transition plan so that you have a better understanding of what you can do to support individuals as these new standards and best practices are implemented in the field.